This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, because, well, that's our commitment to you, is that we are going to endeavor to bring to you a live program where you can call in, talk about it, whatever it is, whenever you want, from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m., 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, every day of the week. Now, there are some times we go away for like conventions and things like that. We do a recorded program. It's recorded that day, so it's a lot. It's new content. And then every once in a while, the FBI busts in and knocks the studio down, and
that
we gotta rebuild.
From time to time.
But we did it again. Just happened. Yeah. Go to thecrypto6.com and donate, because, well, lawyers are needed.
Please do.
Let's go to... So I got this story here. I love talking about the post office, because nothing's so permanent as a government program. We've got FedEx. We've got UPS. They deliver packages better, and somehow we keep on doing the mail, and we keep on doing it the same way. Now, they're proposing some changes. From the Daily Mail, because you will not get stories like this from the United States media.
Oh, yeah. You want to know what's happening in the U.S., you have to go read foreign media. They just don't cover it here.
Snail mail. Chief of struggling USPS, that's the United States Postal Service, for those who don't know, unveils new 10-year plan.
10-year plan?
Yeah, like he couldn't do it a 5-year plan because the Soviets took that. 10-year plan that will cut post office hours and slow down deliveries with priority mail taking up to 5 days.
So it's just mail.
Right. Priority mail becomes mail, and then regular mail becomes what? Snail mail, right?
A letter takes 5 days.
And one thing I do like about the Daily Mail is they have these little... the bullet points that they give afterwards. So basically the entire article is summed up here in these bullet points. United States Postal Service, which recorded $87 billion in financial losses over the last 14 years, has faced a financial crisis made worse by the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the reason. Is because the United States Postal Service is basically what we call an ad venue in the business. So Free Talk Live is an ad venue. We talk during the segment hours in order to bring you commercials that you'll listen to so that you'll listen to the next segment. And we talk in the next segment so you'll listen to the commercials and keep on doing this. This is what ad venues do. But the mail doesn't even have content. It's just delivering pizza ads and car wash ads and, all kinds of ads to you, to the point that people go and get private mailboxes so they don't get as much junk.
But delivering that junk is the whole point, because that's the only thing they do that's really making any money.
That's what's making them money. And who sends, how many people are sending letters still these days? Obviously, sometimes you get a card from grandma.
Yeah, my health insurance, that's about it.
Yep.
I sent out a bunch of stuff for work, a couple of, all the annual reports for all my clients recently. But I do that once a year, and I could have sent them FedEx.
You could have mailed it, too. You could have emailed it.
I could email them, but I wanted to have paper copies.
Sure. So, nothing wrong with any of that.
But I get most stuff online.
Yep. Advocates for the United States Postal Service, I'm going to say that instead of USPS, have already raised alarms about the plan, who believe the cuts could further hurt the Postal Service's performance. Now, I proposed a solution to the post office quite some time ago. This is that they just deliver to mailboxes every other day. Instead of the postman coming 6 days a week to your mailbox, he comes three. And then, has another route. And then you've got twice as many employees doing twice as much work. There's no particular reason why these days we need delivery every single day to our mailbox, in my opinion.
I think a great solution would just buy all postal workers guns.
Then they're going to shoot the dogs.
Well, there's that. I was thinking more not the delivery people, but, people who end up back at the post office and spend a lot of time there and are soul crushed as it is.
Have you ever heard the phrase going postal?
Yes, that's part of the plan.
The old
I thought after we give them guns, we give them a pay cut. and take their pensions away.
Oh, so you want them to go
postal? That would kind of solve the problem.
The post office really used to be a great job. Not so much anymore.
Well, the reason it was a great job is because they're giving away money that they didn't have to give away.
Yeah. DeJoy Mayor, major donor to former President Donald Trump, faced backlash from Democrats who tied him to conservative messages against mail-in voting. And I have strong problems with the mail-in voting as it was executed in this last election. In the 58-page Delivering for America plan, the USPS said it has not been able to meet the 3-day standard for first-class mail since 2012.
Wow.
Nope.
In a press conference on Tuesday, DeJoy said that the Postal Service lost $9.2 billion in 2020 alone and has liabilities exceeding $152 billion.
Oh, they have had a monopoly on Amazon.
Well,
through 2020, and everybody stayed home and bought stuff from Amazon.
It's not a monopoly on Amazon, but yeah, they certainly have a strong.
Amazon sends a lot of stuff through the Postal Service.
Yeah, I think it's most of it, isn't it? I thought it was all.
I've seen a lot of Amazon trucks. Amazon's delivering for Amazon these days.
Around here, they're doing their own service now, and I've gotten a few things by UPS from Amazon.
But
mostly it's by the Postal Service.
But, I mean, obviously the Postal Service is benefiting from Amazon.
Like it should have been a bumper year for them. It should have been a totally huge year for them. They lost 9.2. This got to go. We need to bring back Lysander Spooner's National Mail Company.
And the only reason is because it doesn't have the market signals.
Right.
Even the Post Office is competing in the area of package delivery against places that do not have the advantage. Basically, you know, they have huge advantages in the area that they are getting cheap rents for post offices and, you know, a whole bunch of things like that. It's not entirely a government program. It's quasi-governmental, the post office. But that doesn't change the fact that they have all kinds of sweetheart deals.
Sure.
And they still can't compete against FedEx and UPS. They're losing money hand over fist. And ladies and gentlemen, we shouldn't be competing where the marketplace can provide us better service. Even if it costs a little more. I know that some reason that people use the post office is sometimes it's cheaper to use it. But that's because it's subsidized.
Yeah.
DeJoy proposed fixing performance expectations by lowering the standard for first-class mail from 1 to 2 days and non-local first-class mail to 5 days.
What a move of the goalposts that is.
Now, they got this wrong. There is something called priority mail that the USPS has, and that gets delivered a little faster. First-class mail is not priority mail, so they got the name wrong here in the reporting. But whatever the case may be, basically what they're saying is that they're going to slow delivery. The changes do not necessarily mean mail would be delivered slower, but allows the USPS to hit new delivery standards instead of those it already cannot meet. So,
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean the mail is going to be delivered slower, but it allows them to deliver the mail slower. I wonder what happens when you lower the standards. Do you think they're just going to go to the lower standards? I mean, seriously.
Oh, they'll make it even worse.
Right. I mean, at some point in the future, probably within our lifetimes, probably within the next decade.
I mean, they're not meeting the current standards, so why would they bother to meet the new lower standards?
Right. Maybe they're just saying that they're going to stop lying to the customers about delivery times now.
Yeah. I
lie less, anyway.
I will say that sometimes I choose FedEx Ground or UPS Ground because I don't need a package there as quickly as maybe I might want if next day or something like that. I don't need it next day. I just needed, you know, I needed to get there in 7 days or whatever. And I like that lower cost option that they give. But I haven't sent anything through the post office in years. I mean, just simply haven't used it in years. I know some people use it all the time, as evidenced by the line when I go in there. Actually, I suppose you could call it me using the post office. Sometimes I take my friend, before COVID, I took my friend who is, he's 91 now, and he would want to go to the post office to deliver something, like send something to his grandkids and that kind of thing. And he was at the nursing home, and he doesn't have a car or anything like that. So I'd take him to the post office to deliver something. And and we'd stand there in line. Thank God for the good people in the line there. They'd always move him up to the front because he's, well,
91.
Yeah, well, now he's 89 probably at the time or something. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Post office. Old news, man. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Michael.
And Matt.
Yeah, so we're going to have a party. It's called Fork Fest. If you want to come to our party, it's June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a great event, and you're going to love it. All kinds of Liberty folks running around, having a grand old time. Nobody's in charge. You get to decide what Fork Fest looks like for you. There's no tickets. You do have to reserve an RV site, camping site, or motel room at Rogers Campground, and it's from June the 28th through July 4th. So, I mean, there are some rules. If you show up in the middle of August for Forkfest, it's not going to be occurring because nobody's there. So you got to follow some certain amount of rules, but by and large, it's what you want to do. Check it out. Go to forkfest.party. That's a website, forkfest.party, and mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th. Yes, we're going to have it, even though Ian's in jail right now. We don't know if he's going to get out. They've got him on medical watch.
What does that even... Why?
Inexplicably.
Well, I can explain it. It's retribution. It's retaliatory. I talked to him today, and he wouldn't say that was the case because he's a nice guy. But I know... I was in prison for 8.5 years. I know that these guys use medical watch as retaliation.
What is that?
He's in a special cell, and he has restricted freedoms and that kind of thing. So I put money into his account so he could get, you know, buy whatever there is to buy in the canteen, you know, whether it's Zoom Zooms, Wham Whams, candy bars, and whatever. And he hasn't had access to that at all. He can't get touch any of that stuff. So, yeah, he's stuck in there. And let's not forget... If Ian ends up dead, Epstein was on medical watch.
That's right. That's true.
That's true. And I don't mean to laugh.
2 days before.
Yeah.
Well, I'm speaking it into existence just to let those who may be listening know. We know.
Ian didn't kill himself.
Ian did not. Ian did not kill himself. He wouldn't.
Not a million.
No, he's not. He's not the sort of person to do that.
Yeah. So if you want to support Ian, you can go to thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6, six is a numeral, .com. And forkfest.party if you want to come hang out with us and go to our party.
And you should.
Yeah, you should.
Because that's fun.
You should absolutely do that. So apparently the post office, the chief over there, is struggling with trying to deliver the mail. It's not like they're new at this. They've had hundreds of years to figure out how to deliver the mail.
Can't quite figure it out.
It's not that hard.
And they've got a monopoly on first-class mail delivery, and they're still not hitting goals. So they have an idea on how to hit goals. They'll simply lower the standards.
How awful.
Isn't it, you know, that's the way you do it.
Yep. And this guy apparently was one of Trump's appointees. Embattled Postmaster General Louis DeJoy revealed a sweeping 10-year plan that would cut the post office hours and slow down deliveries. With priority mail, this is actually first-class mail, priority mail taking up to 5 days to arrive. This is a story from the Daily Mail written by Adam Schrader. And the reason that they probably just don't understand what we call, they call first-class mail priority mail up there. The USPS which recorded $87 billion in financial losses over the last 14 years, has faced a financial crisis made worse by the coronavirus pandemic, when everybody was stuck at home ordering things from Amazon, which slowed performance and sidelined 123,000 workers. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Out of its more than 644,000 workforce. I mean, this is, isn't it classic that, you know, the postal workers would not want to go to work and, I'm scared of going to work.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
But I'm sure they're getting paid, since they're government workers or quasi-government workers, they're probably getting paid for not going too. And this is, remember, there was a time in the not-so-distant past when people would get paid more to stay home than they would for going to work. Now, they've stopped that particular unemployment benefit, but it was not too long ago, and some people still want to get paid like that. Of course they do. Advocates for the USPS have already claimed the cuts could further hurt the Postal Service's performance. Well, duh, that's what they're talking about, is lowering the performance. And I mean, how, what else could you possibly think was going to occur during this? I mean, the Trump administration decided to hand out money, hand over fist to anybody who was willing to say, I'm unemployed. I don't want to go to work during the pandemic. DeJoy, a major donor to former President Donald Trump, previously faced backlash from Democrats who tied him to conservative messages against mail-in voting and accused him of trying to sabotage the USPS during the 2020 presidential election. I wonder how long he will remain Poster Master General. And probably, if they're smart, they'll keep him in there using him as a whipping boy to make all the changes that they want, that they have to make because the Republican messed it up. And then once they've made all the changes that they have to make, then they'll knock him out on his ear and put in the new Democrat
That's the thing about government departments is the guy at the top of the department is not a whole lot more than a figurehead that takes the blame for everything that goes wrong.
Right, what is he actually going to do? Deliver the mail faster, I say! In a press conference on Tuesday, DeJoy said that the Postal Service lost $9.2 billion in 2020 alone. So they lost $87 billion over the course of 14 years, and they lost almost $10 billion in 2020 alone when everybody was stuck at home ordering things off Amazon.
Why couldn't they have lost some of that into my bank account?
Yeah, They've had significant liquidity issues. That's not how losing money works, by the way. They had significant liquidity issues with liabilities exceeding $152
billion. Wow.
Yeah. So they got huge liabilities. And I think that's mostly postal pensions, I guess.
It's all the perks you get for going to work for the post office.
Well, most people these days aren't getting it. Those benefits. Now they've got contractors that are driving around.
Right.
You know, sometimes their own vehicles, sometimes lent vehicles. They've realized they can't continue to do that, but what do they do with the pensions that they've got? He also said the USPS was underinvested in the infrastructure, creating an unstable operating environment unable to meet the demands of the American people. So they don't have enough of the big whirring machines that'll take your arm off, the process mail, and whatever else it is that they need to do. And where are they going to get them? Are they going to spend more money on a system that hasn't made money in 14 years?
Yeah.
We know at the very least it hasn't made money in 14 years.
Of course not. Well, yeah, they're gonna come up with the money from somewhere. They always do.
And I want you, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to envision a world without the post office. Where packages get delivered by DHL, FedEx, UPS, where
Amazon.
Right. I mean, I believe that you could handle all of these issues. If grandma wanted to send something, surely these companies could get it to you in some manner or another. It's ridiculous that you can send something from Miami to Anchorage for 60 cents or whatever, opposed to, I don't know what a cent costs. I haven't used this service in a long time. You can call in and tell me what a post office stamp costs. 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During his first official news conference, President Biden once again touted reaching 100 million coronavirus vaccinations in less than 60 days in office. He said he still has a ways to go.
I am setting a second goal, and that is we will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots.
The president also spoke on the economy. He said the nation is now heading upwards since the American Rescue Plan made it through Congress.
Since it was passed, a majority of economic forecasters have significantly increased their projections on the economic growth that's going to take place this year. They're now projecting it will exceed 6%.
Biden said his next major initiative is to rebuild infrastructure to create good-paying jobs. This is USA Radio News. Tornado watches are in effect from Mississippi to Illinois. Alabama has been hit with a few big ones. There have been reports of some long track twisters. Tanya Sims says she didn't realize the tornado was there in her hometown of Eagle Point until it had hit.
I had no idea we were under a tornado warning. I got the dogs, all the animals downstairs just in time. But I thought, that doesn't, you know, we don't have tornadoes.
Police in Pelham say at least 50 homes were damaged. Police in Calhoun County say there have been multiple injuries, and at least 5 people have been killed. The Texas Department of Health says the number of dead from February's winter storm and blackouts is now 111 people, which is nearly double the initial tally. He says most of the deaths were from hypothermia. North Korea state media claims Pyongyang has launched a new tactical guided weapon. The report says Kim Jong-un couldn't be there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
At Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners. At telegram.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do around here. The number is 603-283-6160. You should put that in your phone. That way you got it recorded and you don't have to worry about it again. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Michael.
And Matt.
So, before we go to the phones, and we are going to the phones, I want to tell you about the AMP program. To the best of my knowledge, the AMP program is uncompromised. I've gotten the thumbs up from several out there that say that your funds in the AMP program are safe. We use the AMP program to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get us on more radio stations. By the way, good news, we got more radio stations. I can't announce them. I have to talk to the guy who adds them before we go on. But, I've got people like Mr. Spooner to thank. He's a silver amplifier. And silver amplifier means you get $5 a month. That's what we ask, is $5 a month for, frankly, anybody who listens to the show and thinks that freedom of speech or human freedom are important things. $5 a month, you're not going to miss it. Frankly, with inflation, it's basically meaningless these days. But when you add those up together, it gets to be important. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, guys. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, radio must die.
So what does that mean when you say radio must die?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. First of all, USPS is the shortened, the abbreviated version. The full title is the USPS of S.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we're not going to ask you to reveal what those acronyms mean.
No, y'all figured out for yourself. That's like third grade, man. So you second graders, you're out of luck. till next year.
You know, I told the poem to my son. One dark morning in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other.
Back to face each other, drew their swords and shot each other. A deaf policeman heard the noise. Go ahead, Mark.
Came and shot the two dead boys. If you don't believe what I say is true, ask the blind man. He saw it too. He just squealed in joy. He had never heard this kind of thing before. Somehow or another, they're not telling these poems in school. Somewhere along the line, Batmobile popped a wheel, Joker got away, Robin laid an egg. I'm not sure exactly how that one goes. Somebody's screaming it right now at their...
Batmobile. Batmobile got away.
He'd never heard any of that either.
What a shame.
It absolutely is.
It's been so long, I've forgotten it. If you know, give us a call.
Maybe it's racist.
What, Batmobile popped a wheel? I don't know. Well, yeah, everything's racist. How's it not?
I forgot about the Batman one. Thanks for reminding me. There's two more that you haven't mentioned. One of them is racist, and I know what the FCC rules are, so you don't need to worry, but it starts out with not last night, but the night before. You remember that one?
No.
We won't talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, Google knows what it is. Last night, but the night before.
I can do it without being offensive.
Please
I'll
do.
I'll change or admit on the fly. Not last night, but the night before, 24,
people
knocking at the door, ran upstairs to get my gun, fell in the pee pot on the run, couldn't swim, or couldn't swim, couldn't float. GD blank went down my throat.
Ooh.
And then I forgot the rest. I'll have to practice. But here's another one that you've never heard of. I highly doubt you ever heard of it. And this one's all clean.
I'm from the South. We don't tell racist jokes.
Next Thursday, which is Good Friday, there's a men's meeting for women only. There's no admission. Pay at the door. Pull up a chair and sit on the floor. Don't forget to hang your feet.
Yeah, that's the good old fashioned. And I looked these up, I looked up that one poem, and apparently, like 150 years ago, these kind of nonsense poems were just all the rage, you know. And this is that poem that I did, One Dark Morning, Middle of the Night, Two Dead Boys Got Up to Fight. That one just kind of somehow managed to continue on. And remember, I went to a Christian private school, so, you know, some of the things that we thought were funny were perhaps lame, but that point in the regular public schools. So I don't know. Maybe it was a holdover. I couldn't tell you. Anyway, yeah, why must radio die?
Well, you know, because radio came along and ruined all those good old entertain yourself things, like not last night, but the night before, and all that other stuff. And you know, now all we got is, instead of entertaining ourselves, we just got a bunch of douchebags on the radio pretending to be funny. And you know, they've kind of ruined the entire life. And anyway, one of the things I was going to comment on last night is Johnson had said that what I said months ago on your radio station, and I wanted to back him up, is that NPR has become literally unlistenable. And I'm a guy that I've listened to it my entire life. It's just gotten increasingly unlistenable till it literally, this last year, it has literally become unlistenable to somebody who would actually listen to it.
Yeah, I've given up on NPR too. I listened yesterday because I didn't feel like plugging in my player and that kind of sort of thing. And I knew, you know, it was on my car and I listened and I'm like, well, I hope I don't hear something that tells me that's talking about race again.
Again, well, it's every story,
every other one, I think, is probably more accurate, but that's just exhausting. There's nothing anybody can do about their race. And they're not bad people for whatever their race might be. To suggest that somebody is bad for their race is racist.
You know how bad public radio has actually gotten? The news director, Elaine Baumgartel at KUNM, who was trying to put me in prison for calling into her call-in program, it got so bad that she quit her job. And then her replacement, Hannah Colton, her replacement at KUNM news director, it got so bad that she killed herself.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my.
I can't say I'm happy about it, but...
I am.
I'm in. I'm in.
Gonna trap him.
Oh, my.
So... as far as the idea that somehow we were better off prior to radio and television and cable and the internet and cell phones and these sorts of things, I got to say that I think that life is more fulfilling now with our gizmos than without. I mean, I get it. Like, when Dad would play the violin and we'd all stomp around on the porch and dance, you know, that's probably better. And no. I like the idea of families getting together and singing.
But now we can watch everyone being stupid on TikTok.
But like, and I think on the other side of it is that the internet is so gosh darn funny. You know, when you wanted to laugh, when I was a kid, you went and got a VHS tape. It was Eddie Murphy or Robin Williams or I'm trying to think, Richard Pryor or a whole variety of people out there. Even Bill Cosby had video and audio that you could play. And I remember my mom had a Bob, is it Bob Newhart? Yeah, Bob Newhart record. And, you know, these comedians, they were excellent. And you got to hear a lot of good jokes back to back. But now you can scroll through memes on, you know, Insta or Imgur or any of these sites, and you're going to chuckle pretty good, regularly.
There's an endless stream of excellent content out there.
Yeah, I will say this: I think that Imgur has fallen prey to the sort of conservative truism, which is any place that isn't specifically hostile to liberals will be taken over by it. And during the election, they just got so awful that I couldn't bear listening to it.
What a shame.
Yeah, and so I stopped going, and I haven't been there in months and months, and that's fine. Now I'm scrolling through Insta, and, that's okay. And I'm sure I'll run across. I got scolded on Insta for microaggressions a couple of weeks ago.
Yikes.
Yeah, somebody saying, I don't understand this. If you ask somebody's ethnicity, Matthew, what are your ethnicities?
Where, Irish.
Almost entirely Irish?
Just about.
Do you feel like I've aggressed against you in some way?
No. Man, we have an entire holiday where people pretend to be us every year and they get hammered and walk up and down the streets.
Why is that bad to ask?
It's not. And nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, some people do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
They're pretending.
603-283.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Final segment of Free Talk Live. You know what that means? That means if you call in at 603-283-6160, you go on the air unscreened. What else am I going to do? I got a dump button, ladies and gentlemen, and I know how to use it. So, well, that's fine. What are we going to do? It's Mark with you.
Michael.
And Matt.
Guys, thank you so much for sitting in. I've enjoyed this show.
It's been amazing.
In a way that I haven't enjoyed a show in weeks, maybe a couple of months. It's been a real pleasure having both of you on. Michael, you were on for weekly for years, or a couple of years, and then dropped off, and you've had some health issues, and all I can do is send you my best regarding that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Matt, man, you've been great on the air, and I think you should come on and do it again.
I might.
Yeah.
I might just do this one more time.
Well, we'll see. I can tell you the co-host schedule's in flux right now until Ian gets back. If Ian gets back ever, we don't know. We're kind of in flux. So check out the host schedule that I've got out there. You've seen it.
Just let me know.
Yeah.
You know where to find me.
Yeah, indeed, I do. So let's go to the phones. Got Richard calling in from Florida. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. I just want to say I'm glad you're back on the air.
Thank you.
And I've listened since 2005, 2006, and the last 10 years or so, I'm not really into the whole freaking thing. I'm more like a homesteader guy and everything. Mm-hmm. And so with all this going down, because – you know, I used to grow medical marijuana in California, and I know when the feds get involved. Like,
I remember you'd call in from Humboldt County.
Yeah, I'm definitely a 707 humdum, as they would say. So, like,
who are they?
Ian's not going to get out. Like, the feds don't, like, you know, he's, like, going to do time. And so, in the meantime, I'd really like to see this radio program go with more of the kind of moderate scene that you've always brought to it.
Yeah, the funny thing is that if somebody calls me moderate, it just shows how radical they are.
Yeah, you know, and exactly. But I'm just saying, you've always had a sense of balance.
Yep.
I'm actually a Mennonite, and you claim being a Quaker,
yep.
And so there's some
the Mennonites
like that.
Love us.
But I really think like that moderation could actually reach a greater audience which is really what the initial plan for this whole thing was supposed to be.
You're right. Let me encapsulate the plan. So for years, Ian and I did 6 days a week, and we'd have somebody sitting in, and basically, whether they were new or whatever, we'd just have somebody else, a third chair. And the whole purpose of Free Talk Live was to, Ian would be radical, and Mark would be the reasonable version of libertarianism, whatever that was. And so therefore, what we would do is we'd scare people with Ian and drive them to Mark's position, which is radical by any standard other than Ian's. And this is, this was the whole shtick and shebang with Free Talk Live.
And it worked.
And what happened was doing radio 6 days a week is exhausting. And we began like, okay, let's take five and, we'll have more hosts and these kind of things. And for whatever reason, the people that moved to Keene, New Hampshire tend to be more radical than me, for instance. I probably wouldn't have moved for the Free State Project had it not been for, Ian basically saying the show's moving to Keene, New Hampshire. And so,
and you're coming.
Yeah, right. And so the more moderate sorts are less likely to pick up and move and these kind of things. So I haven't had a lot of luck in replicating myself, whereas Ian has had a lot of luck in replicating himself. So you've got, say, Aria and the Captain, who are both, more Ian clones than they are Mark clones. It's obviously not fair to say anybody's a clone of anybody. That's not true. These are people that have their own opinions and that kind of thing. But if you had to put them in a category, is this more Mark, is this more Ian, I get people like Peakless Mountaineer, Chris Reitman, perhaps Matt here, who certainly knows more about guns than I'll ever know. And they just, they got lives, and they're going on and doing things and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Can they grow food? I know you were a gardener.
Yeah, yeah. My wife was the gardener. I grew pigs.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to have a community, like somebody has to become a farmer, you have to.
Oh, we got those.
Yeah, we got lots.
We've got your Pacific Northwest. What'd you call it? Homesteaders here in New Hampshire.
They've moved over.
Free Staters. Yeah, Tamsin comes right to mind. She's big on that.
One of the things that I'd say that New Hampshire has a huge advantage on is, although the growing season is short here, people have been growing food here a long time. Mm-hmm. The growing season is short, but the market for farm-grown food, locally sourced food,
massive,
sustainably raised food, is just so huge. You will not lack for the ability to sell whatever it is that you produce. You can have 50 pigs, and you will sell them.
Let me ask you: have you ever been to New Hampshire before? Have you ever come up here to visit?
I've actually been in that area, and I have family there, and they had to drill 300 feet through granite to get a well. And so I get the growing season and stuff. And if I was to live there, I would do like stone fruit and keep cloning like orchard out of that. But
I gotta say, when it comes to stone fruit, you're talking about peaches and nectarines and things like that. Hold on, Richard.
Yeah.
That we're a little on the edge.
We had peach trees at my house when I first moved here to Fitzwilliam, and those suckers grew like crazy, and they had the best peaches on them.
Yeah, but you were lower there.
You bet I'm on the edge because, I've been in agriculture since 1984, and so, but I'm really looking into the Marianas thing. But that's a whole separate conversation. But in the meantime, I'm really hoping that you're going to really take command of the radio station, because Ian's not going to get out.
My intention is to make sure the Free Talk Live is well taken care of, and I have plans to put in place ways that that Ian has not been willing to do up to this point, things that will prevent Free Talk Live from going off the air, that will ensure that I am on more regularly, and a variety of things. So
yeah, got into the radio station because, well, I love AM radio. Well, actually, I'm a short radio, shortwave radio fan, and I used to hunt number stations and all that. But that's actually how I found you guys originally.
Just surfing the dial.
I just think it could be so much more.
Well, my question is, I get this question, Richard.
Like, team, and it's not going to be. Like, Ian's going to be in jail for a long time.
Maybe that's so. I don't know. I'm hoping it's not true. But hold on, Richard. I don't want to speak it into existence. I don't know if that's the case.
No,
I'm hoping that it's not.
No.
But let me ask you this.
I agree. So I'll just leave it all.
The consultants tell us over and over again is that the show is best with Ian and I on it together. And so there are people that like shows with just me on it. There are people who like shows without me on it at all. I can assure you we get emails of all sorts with, exclaiming, I love this host, I love that host, and feel free to write me at mark@freetalklive.com and tell me why you hate whatever host or love whatever host. I'm always open to those emails. I like to get them, and I only share them if they're edifying. But
he's not going to be around. I mean, the feds don't he's going to do time in jail.
Well, I've seen the warrant, and I've seen the accusations, and I immediately thought that it was pretty wobbly.
Yeah, once in a while, David beats Goliath. I get what you're saying, and the neck is stacked against David. But every once in a while, David beats Goliath, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and I also know how Ian is, and this will be this is an opportunity for him, if anything.
He's looking forward to it, say that much.
Ian is a judo-minded person. He will use the weight of the state against it in its fight.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if he'll win. I'm not going to make any predictions like that. I hope he gets the opportunity. And, Richard, I want to thank you for the call and, your longtime listening to Free Talk Live. And encourage anybody else who listens to Free Talk Live for a long period of time, go check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. The next stop is getting that website up and running and updating, and I hope that we'll have that here in the very, very, the next day or so. So, thanks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.